My neighbor had said she'd moved in last week. I'd seen the moving truck through the part in the trees that separated her house from mine, and had wondered not only who was moving in, but also who could afford that place. I had asked the previous owners if they wanted to sell, and they gave me the price they wanted for it. I immediately backed off of it. There was no way on God's green earth that I was going to pay what they wanted for it, which again made me wonder how in the hell such a young woman could afford it. She hadn't been wearing a wedding ring, and I assumed that if she had a man, he would have been the one to make the late-night call to tell me that I'd been interrupting their sleep instead of her, meaning that she'd somehow been able to afford that place on her own, which then caused me to wonder how someone so young could have come up with that much money. I suppose she could have inherited the money, or maybe she had a trust fund. She could have even won the lottery. Those were all possibilities, I suppose. She'd been a cute little thing, and the words that came out of her mouth as she rushed through her explanation had left me more amused than the annoyed I normally would have been. As the hot water sluiced down my back, coating my body in wet heat, I thought about how beautiful she was, in an understated sort of way. She'd been wearing sweats, old shoes, and her hair up in a bun. However, I could tell from just a glance that she had a nice body underneath the clothes. Her hair was black as the night and looked like it was super soft. I'd bet it'd feel like silk between my fingers. Then there was her face. She had eyes the color of the sky, and I wanted to get lost in them. Her lips were full and her teeth were straight and white. And she had a scar on her chin that extended up her jaw. Her hands had been delicate, but she had some meat on her bones. Although she was short, she still looked like she wouldn't be easy to break, a look most women didn't seem to care for nowadays. She definitely had some Native American or Latino in her gene pool due to her coal-lined eyes that was most definitely not from makeup and the warm color of her skin. Honestly, she was downright beautiful, even though she wasn't trying to be.